in the sight of God. I remember a text that says that I am come that they may have life. Amen. I believe that was John 10:10. And he said, and have it, referring back to life more abundantly. You see, for God to send his son and to die on the cross. Yes. Praise God. Let us know how valuable life.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Reads, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
When you keep putting God out of the situation get worse. So you got to include him in the situation, even if you have to squeeze him in there just a little bit. Because he makes a difference. He makes a difference. If you can get God in your equation, it'll make a difference in your life. If you can get God in your equation, your finances, and God will give you wisdom in your finances. God will give you wisdom in these hard economic times. God will help you to, yo, bless the name of the Lord. I told them Wednesday night, you know, some of y'all got y'all car paid off. You know what all that does? You got it paid off. Now you can take that with that money you was applying to the car note and apply it to gas now. And so instead of going to get you another car, you're going to need that for gas money. Uh-oh. That's wisdom, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Some of that money you were spending on something else, you're going to need to. That's why we're talking about adjustments. You got to learn how to adjust in these times. These are tough times. Kids, you're going to have to wear your shoes just a little bit longer. Oh, somebody help me today. Yeah. Your pedicure going to have to last a little bit longer. You're going to have to touch it up your own self. And your hairdo, you're going to have to touch it up your own self. You're going to have to do something. I know I'm putting somebody else out of business, but that's all right. But, you know, they ain't going to listen to me. They ain't listening to me anyway, so. See, they pay no attention to me. They're going to do what they want to do. They gonna go get them nails done. I was wondering one day, you know, see out here. I was wondering one day, what did folks do before they have their nails done and their, you know, and their toenails done and what, you know, what did folks do before then? I know you created another market. It's another market. You created another market, and we don't want to put nobody out of business. But what did folks do before that business? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to tell you not to do it. You know, you want to look good, yeah, you're going to do what you want to do anyway. Keep on going. But you got to make some adjustment in troubled time. You have to adjust some things. You can't keep living like you used to live on, because what? Everything has changed. You ever been to the grocery store lately? My God. Loaf of bread, $2. What? Don't make me go buying Walmart brand. Somebody else is buying off brand. Something. I'm just saying that things are changing and you got to make some adjustment. Yeah, your taste is way up there, but honey, your money way down here. You better watch out for and make some adjustments. Instead of getting a whole loaf, now you get a half a loaf. No, folks throw away the, I tell them at my house, I eat the ends of the bread. Because that's, to me, that's more bread. That's the real bread. The ends. Folks throwing away the ends. You better eat them ends. That's bread too. Throwing away two good slices of bread. I know I got home dead. Throwing away two good slices of bread. Because that's the end. I remember when you used to eat chicken feet. That sure wasn't no meat on there. You just thought you was eating meat. Well, let me leave that alone. Trouble time, busy time. We're living in the last days when we're going to have to make some type of adjustment, and people don't want to adjust today. They don't want to adjust. They don't want to adjust. They don't want to make any changes. You got to make some adjustments until times get better. Let me tell you something. God said in here, he said that he is the deliverer. He will bring us out. He will help us through the situation. But you got to do something of your own self. You got to get down to business. You got to pray. You got to seek God. You got to get in the Word. You got to look at the situation around you and look at it and make some adjustment and say, God, here I am. I can't do it by myself. God, I need you to help me. Glory to God. Give me power, God. Give me wisdom, God. Give me some friends around me, God. Give me somebody to help me, God. Oh, God, help me right now. We're living in troubled time. We're living in tough time. We're living in busy time. And nobody seems to have time for one another anymore. We're too busy, too busy, too busy. But I want you to know, glory to God, that even in the midst of our busy time, squeeze God in. Somebody say, squeeze God in. Squeeze God in. Whew, I feel like running this morning. You got to squeeze him in. You just can't invite him in. Huh? But you got to just squeeze him in. Get him in there some kind of way. Get his wisdom. Get his knowledge. Get him in your involved. Get him involved in your life. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself drifting. You're going to find yourself in real deep trouble, and it looks like you won't be able to get out. But if you can squeeze God in there, oh, I tell you what happened. The woman with the issue of blood. Glory to God. She done been to the doctors, and she done gave up all the money and doing her thing all the time, and she didn't get anywhere better. She just kept getting worse. But one day she heard about Jesus. She said, I believe I'll try Jesus. So she had a little time, and she squeezed Jesus into her scenario, glory to God. And she said, if I can but just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Glory to God. And she pressed away. Say what I say, press away. And she pressed away through the crowd. And when she got to Jesus, she touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. You see, your deliverance will come as you can press away, if you can squeeze him in, if you can get him involved in your situation. Your deliverance will come. Glory to God. If you can get him in there, glory to God, he'll bring about some deliverance in your life. Glory to God. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Anybody getting anything out of this today? See, you got to get him involved in it. You got to get him involved in your situation. See, young people, you got to do the same thing. You got to do the same thing. It's not as easy as it looks, but you got to get him involved. You got to do it. Don't believe these folks that saying, God, you're going to pray down everything, call everything into existence. You know, I'll go back there. Let me go back there. That sounds good. That sounds good. Yeah. I believe God's word is true. It is true. I believe it. And I stand on God's word. I stand on it. I believe it. But what God's word tells us to do is that we must believe in him. Let Abraham, see, now let me go back there and get that. Romans chapter 4, he talks about that. And it says, Abraham believed in him who called those things that be not as they were. He didn't say Abraham called nothing. He said Abraham believed in him. Now, I believe in him. Abraham believed in him. That was the creator. Abraham didn't call no money. Abraham didn't call nothing into he couldn't call it into existence anyway. If you had the power to call stuff into existence, you wouldn't be in your situation. No, let me go over here. Let me go over here. Sister Dana, if you could call things into existence, you wouldn't be working with you. Woo! I know you done said it and you done prayed it, but you'd be at home. your husband went out to work. I'll have that. Yeah. So, but believe in him. But that don't stop you from believing in him, do it? That means you're going to keep on believing. You're going to keep on trusting. You're going to keep on believing. Whatever the situation is, whether it's up or down, good or bad, you're going to believe God anyway. I know I better drop that one in because, you know, somebody, you know, thinking God is unfaithful because they didn't call things and it ain't come yet. You know, I didn't tell you to call nothing. He said for you to believe him. Believe him. See, you got to believe God. God didn't give you the same power. See, God have not given you the same power that he gave you, his son Jesus. You're not on the same level with Jesus. Don't think like that now. Let me help you. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. You come on down because he didn't give it to you like he gave it to Jesus. He said, but if the spirit be in you, which raised the Christ from the dead, it would also quicken or put life in this mortal body. That's what he said he'll do for you. That's what he said he'll do for you. Now, he said for you to trust him, believe him, rely on him. And if you do it, you know what'll happen? If you just do it, it does not mean, let me help you in closing. It does not mean that you are going to have it your way. It's not going to be your way. It's going to be God's way. Now, God's way is, now can I help you and throw a bomb this morning. God says, you are no more your own. You've been bought with a price. Right? So if he owns you, he can take you through whatever he wanna take you through. The master is in charge of your life. The master is in charge of your life. So if he allow the devil to take your car, he can do it. And you can't do nothing about it till he get ready to make some changes. Just keep on believing him. Just keep on believing him. Look at Job, right? Job's friend thought Job had sinned and really messed up bad. They said, Job, now you done really messed up, Job. Now you may as well just confess, Job. You may as well just be honest, because this kind of stuff don't happen to nobody unless they done messed up. It's not about that. You are no more your own. You've been bought with a price. God owned you, so he want to use you sometime as an example. Now, all of your situations, God didn't allow. See, you got some input into this thing, too. Some folks just lazy. Some folks just sorry. The old folks say they just trifling. That's old folks. I don't hear that word anymore. But that's what you say, just trifling. Don't want nothing, and they ain't going to do nothing. Don't want to better that situation, so they just going to stay right there in that same situation. When opportunities present themselves, then you got to move. Job was in a situation so God can take us and make us and raise us to where he wants us to be. Some of you are going to be rich, and some of you will never be rich. Some of you, God going to elevate and just prosper you. I'm telling you that. I'm prophesying to you today. God going to move some of you from where you are and move you way on up the ladder. He's just going to do it because that's his. He wants to use you an example. He wants to use you an example so he can do it the way he wants to do it. So, you know what? I would be prepared myself. Say, God, whatever you want to do, do it. If you got to take me down first to raise me up, just do it. I'm just ready. Whatever you got to do for me, God, I'm to do it. Because what? If the glory is going to be seen, it's all about God's glory. It's not about me, but it's about the glory of God. So whenever, whatever your situation is that you're going through right now, somebody is looking and observing you, but what God is doing is letting them observe you on your low level so that they'll know that God is still powerful. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. The house ought to have been roaring that time. Because when you understand that God can use you to bless somebody else.